I have been, and I got this on purpose, got my little, you know, and I'm coaching now, and it's track season, so I got my little whistle and all this on purpose. There's a reason. And I'm in kind of like part two. And let me bring everybody up to speed if you weren't here last week. I'm talking about Coach Jesus. Okay, now, and the reason I say Coach Jesus, because that's how I saw him when I first got saved. I saw him as my coach. That's how, because I related, I was in sports all the time, and that's how I saw things, and that's how I viewed things. And so when I came to Jesus and he touched my life, I saw him as my coach. And I saw him as somebody who was a winner. All right. He came into this world and he played the game and he won. And he won the championship and he was the big winner. And now he comes back as a coach and he's helping me be a winner. And so he showed me how to be a winner. So I saw him as Coach Jesus. And so he was my coach and I saw him out there and he had his stuff on and he got his little whistle and he's going to tell you what to do and da-da-da-da-da. And he's going to help me win. And so I went over that last week. He's our coach and he's going to show us how to win. And he knows us. And he's going to do three things. He's going to teach you. He's going to train you and he's going to test you. He's going to teach you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to explain what he's going to do, what we're going to do, your game plan. He's going to train you. He's going to put you through it. And then he's going to test you before he puts you in the game so that you can be a winner. He knows what it takes. He's going to do it. And so I talked about that last week and kind of brought you up and speed about it and say, all right, this is Coach Jesus, and he's a great coach, and he's going to do that. I talked about all out. He's going to teach you how to go all out. And what you'll find out is you're not there yet. He already knows that. He's a great coach. We're not all there. And I explained that he talked about sprints. He's going to say, all right, we got 60 yards. I want you to run 10 sprints. All out. All right? 10 sprints, all out. But what you'll find out, because you're not in shape yet, you're not there yet, he already understands that, he already knows that. And you'll run the first sprint, and you'll be like, yes! And you'll run the second sprint, and you'll be like, and you'll get to the third sprint, and you'll be like, you'll throw up, and you can't, you're not there. You're not there yet. But he's going to get you there. He's already told you, we're going to run 10 sprints, all out. That's what it's going to take. Beat the devil. And you're not going to get to that place. You're not there yet, but I'm going to get you there. You're at 3, you're trying to get to 10, and you, in your mind, you'll run those sprints every day, and you'll be like, you get to 3, and you'll be like, you can't make it, and you'll be like, I don't know if I can do this, and you'll be, but he's going to get you to 10, but it's going to take some time. And it's going to hurt, and it's going to be painful, and you're going to have to struggle, but he's going to get you to 10, because he knows when he gets you to 10, you're going to be a winner. And so he's going to get you there. Now, like I said, I talked about it last week also. I said, I started faking. I learned how to fake, especially out on the real football field. I learned how to fake. And so I would act like, you know, coach say, run! And I would act like I was running hard, but I really wasn't running with all. And so I was making all these fakes. I'm running hard. And so it looks like I'm ready for that. But see, I didn't know the coach was going to test me. And then he'll put me in a test, and then I get to about 5 and look good, and then it all will fall apart. I was faking. And God can tell, our coach can tell if you ain't giving it your all. He's going to get you to a place where you ain't give your all. He's going to push you. It's going to hurt. You're going to go through. But he knows what it takes to win. That makes sense. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. And we talked about heart. First we talked about all, and then we talked about heart. And I said this, and I just want to point it out real quick. If I say point to your heart, most people would do like this. No, don't point to your heart. Point back here. Point to your wallet. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No man can serve two masters. Your heart. Where your money at? Is he in control of your heart? God owns everything. Satan on earth owns everything. He tempted Jesus with it. You can't tempt somebody unless you really own it.
Tiffany Jesus said, I'll give you everything on this earth. He's a master. Will he be your master, or will God be your master? Jesus didn't follow him up on that. Everything. He will check. You want everything? You can follow him. He will check. Jesus didn't follow him up on that. And that was a temptation. In other words, it was a real tempt. If I come to you and I say, hey, follow me, I'll give you $1 billion. Alright? I'm pretty sure you can look at me and tell me, I ain't no billionaire. I ain't got a billionaire car, I don't have a billionaire house, I don't have billionaire clothes. You can pretty much tell. No. There's no temptation. When Satan came and tempted Jesus, he could do what he said. But Jesus' heart was already set. It was with God. Your heart. God wants all your heart. And he knows it's going to take some time to get you there. God wants all your money. He don't want some of your money. He wants all of it. He wants to control all of it. If he controls all of it, you have him. Remember, there was a man who came to Jesus and said, hey, how do I get to heaven? How do I make myself right with God? And Jesus said, do all the commandments. He did them all. He had it all done. But he knew there was something that wasn't right. And Jesus said, oh, give all your money away. Heart. No, not doing that. Is God in control of all your stuff? Starting out, getting started, no. I was there. God said, man, who's the master of your heart? You are God. All right, man. See that person over there? I want you to go give him $50. No, I ain't. Mm-mm. Nope. I got to buy me some ice cream. Not doing it. They'll work on it. They'll get you there. And so we talked about that. All your heart. All your soul. I'm a football player. I like keys. Think simple. All your soul. In your soul, you have, keep it simple, your feelings, your emotions, your will. Love you with all, remember, all your soul. Your soul. Your feelings. I've been on both sides where with things and with people, feelings. You know, I've been going places like I, you know, I before the GPS, you know, you had to kind of use maps, and if you didn't have a map, sometimes I would just resort to it. This feels like the right way to go. You ever did that? Some of you back at you old people who, before the GPS, you know, this feels like, and I was right. Something would tell me, I feel like I need to go that way. And I would go that way, and I would end up where I'm supposed to end up, and I'm like, I would trust my feelings. And then there's been times I feel like I need to go this way. And I remember me and my wife, we were first coming down to Paulie's house. And we were coming, and we were coming from somewhere, and I had to make a turn. End up coming up, and I said, Jack, I feel like it. I should go that way. And I mean, I felt good. I don't know what it is. And long story short, I saw a sign say Georgia. It was the wrong way. So I don't know how, but anyway, Jack was just kind of looking at me. Whatever. I didn't get it. There's been times with people, I'll get around people and I say, I just don't feel right about that person. Something don't feel right. And come to find out, something wasn't right. I've been there. I've also been there where I would say, something don't feel right about this person. And then as time goes on, I find out this person better than I am. This person is doing good. This person is okay. I miss it. You can get caught in your feelings. But one of the things God said, love me with all your feelings. I want to control your feelings. I want your feelings. I want you to give your feelings to me. I want to be in control. We know about feeling good. We know how to do that. Feel good. All right. I love you, Lord.
I give you praise because everything is going good. Everything is right. I love you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, oh, you wake up because everything is going good. Bills are paid. Stuff is up. Got my lights on. People happy with me. Everything's cool. I feel good. We got that part. When all hell breaks loose, I think there's a verse that in everything, give thanks. I want you to praise me when you're being tested and when you're going through trials. When I first, Coach Jesus started messing with me about that, hey, Van, I want to be in charge of your feelings. I want you to praise me when it ain't all good. I had a little bit of a problem there. I could only run maybe one or two sprints on it, if you follow me. Because, man, when stuff started to fall apart, people started to do you, and all things started to happen, I had issues. And God was saying, in everything, count it all joy when you go through tests and trials. What? Yeah, man, that's called walking by faith. I want you to get to a place where you stop walking by your feelings and you start walking by faith. What my word says is true. You praise me in all times. You praise me when it's good, and you praise me when it's bad. You give me praise because I got you. In other words, I want you to give me your feelings, all of them. I get to control them. Coach, I'm glad he's a good coach. I'm glad he's a patient coach. It has taken me years to get there. It has taken me years to get there. While praising my thinking, even when it ain't good. But boy, you should have seen me. When it was good, though, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I could fit it. But when it was bad, you didn't want to be around me. I'm getting there. I'm all right. Big or small, good or bad, right or wrong, I'm all right. It's taking me some coaches. I'm still working on it. He's still working with me. He's a good coach. I'm getting it. Your feelings, your emotions. What do you call it? Emoji? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Am I saying it right?
Emoji.
Yeah. All right. Oh, did you know we have three of them? Well, God has three of them. We're only supposed to have three. I'm only supposed to be. I got six of them. I started out with six. I'm getting rid of them, but I got love. You know, love. The heart. Joy. Happy face. All right, peace. All right. And God, he's dealing with me. He's like, all right, man, those three you got. And I'm like, okay. He says, I want you to use them every day on everybody. Okay, got you. I think you know where I'm going now. All right, and that's cool. I got you, God. But here's how I was made up, because God's saying, I want you to give all your soul. And I started having some issues. Because if you love me, I'll love you back. You show your heart to me, I'll send a heart back to you. You smile at me, I'll smile at you. You show me a peace sign, I'll show you a peace sign. However, here was Van. Coach Jesus had to work on this one. If you showed me a fist, I'll show you a fist. You showed me an ugly face, you scowl at me, I'll scowl at you. There's two fingers. If you show me one finger, y'all know what I'm talking about? You show me one finger, I'm going to show you one finger. I had the extra emotions. And God was like, man, I want to control. I want you to give me all of your emotions.
Remember I talked about it in the Bible, how if somebody slaps you on one side of your cheek, what you supposed to do? Y'all know that? Uh-huh. I mean, but that's what he wanted to do. And so he was like, man, when somebody show you a fist, I want you to show them a heart. Because I'm only giving out three emojis. Or follow me. Somebody show you a scrowl. I want you to still smile. I want your emotions down. Somebody show you one finger. I still want you to show them two fingers. Whew. Coach Jesus, this is hard. It's hard, bro. It's hard to get. Now, and Jesus is talking. He said, man, I won. This is how I won. I want you to be a winner. Man, this thing can get tough. Jesus is a good coach. He's a fair coach. He's also a hard coach. He will push you. And he's going to teach. He's going to tell you what it says. And he's going to train you. And he's going to test you. And he's going to put you out there. I guarantee he's going to bring some people. I'm getting better, though. I'll give it this past Sunday. I mean, this past Friday.
I was at school, this kid.
Kid cussed the teacher out, cussed the principal out, sister principal out, cussed the guidance counselor out. When the mama, what's the guy who patrolled the
security
out, and then mama came cussing. And I'm
supposed to be protected, making sure my job is to make sure that don't hit the students, don't hit the teacher.
I'm just protected. And I'm just standing right there.
And I didn't do nothing. For years, I kept,
let me back up. For years, I kept saying, God, why do you have me at Soccer City High School with these kids? Why do you have me here? What do you got me here? How did I get there? Why do you have me? I have been doing ministry for years. Why do you got me working with these kids? I'm fussing.
Van, I've been working on your emojis.
I was raised Command Sergeant Major. My dad was CSM. You couldn't even look funny. If your eye went crazy, dad knocked you out. You didn't play. Full respect in his house. And that's how I was raised. And so when I get around kids who don't have no respect, I almost lose my mind. And God knows that God had to get me. So he took me to a place where everybody crazy. Work on me. Train me, test me. I went to school for my first job was in Florence. I'm in Florence. I'm with a kid, I think he was in the second grade. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. The kid jumped up and yelled at me. I said, bam! Just like I popped him upside the head before I even moved my hand. Something. I was like, oh, Lord, I ain't ready. I'm ready now, but oh my God, I've been through some years. He's gonna get you ready. He's gonna take you through. I'm trying to do it in a light way. He's gonna get you. Because he gotta get you there. Love him with all your soul, your feelings, your emotions, your will. Ooh, your will. Will, what you want to do, the way you want it to go, what you want, your will. I want you to love me with your will. I want you to give it up. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you. I'm going to test you. This one's a hard one. I'm telling you, you spreading on this one, this one will make you throw up. This is a hard one. I never forget, I told you, I was supposed to be rich and famous. I'm supposed to be a rich, famous football player. Y'all supposed to be, nobody asked for my autograph when I came in here. Everybody was supposed to be asking for my autograph. You were supposed to be giving me free food, free stuff. I mean, you put, hey, man, here's a car. I mean, you were just supposed to be doing that. All right? Didn't that happen? All right? I never forget. I'm trying out. Trying out for camps, trying out for Atlanta, trying out for some other teams. And all right, God, you're going to make this happen because I want to be a football player, professional football player. Long story short, God said, no. I want you to go into ministry for me. Give up what you want, your will. What do you want, Van? I know what I want. Will you give it up for me? Will you sacrifice me? No. I remember, I never forget with me. He was messing with me about it. It took me a whole week. No lie. A whole week. I got mad. I ain't talking to God. I'm not praying. I'm not reading no Bible. I'm not going to no church. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I want what I want. Finally, okay. Will you sacrifice? And don't tell me it's easy. I don't think it was easy for Jesus. Y'all remember in the garden? When you start to sweat blood, you don't want to do something. That's tough, but he's going to get you there. You understand where I'm coming from? Love me with all your heart. Love me with all your soul. Next, we're talking about mind and spirit. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you're working on us. You're teaching us. You're getting us to a place where we need to be, where we live for you, we walk for you, we're your lights. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Love you.